Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And welcome, everybody. This is the program where you can call in and pick your own subject.
That's right.
There aren't too many shows around that allow you to do that.
Yeah.
So anybody out there who wants to call in, we'll give you the number in a minute.
Okay.
What's going on? Oh, somebody told me today that Mr. Biden intends to run for another term. Well, you know, a lot of people are saying he ought to run away. So, I don't know. Now, there's another guy. They just gave him a big fundraiser, $5,000 a plate.
Oh, wow.
Billionaire, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you eat for $5,000?
That's what I was thinking just now. Crazy. Like, yeah, that must be golden.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing,
you
really.
Know?
I can't think of anything right now.
It's not what you eat. It's the fact that they got all this money for this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, campaign chest, or whatever you call it, chest.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Well, I'm just thinking that this guy is supposed to be a conservative.
Mm.
You know? So I'm hoping if Inner Sight can make some communication with this guy, he wants to, if he runs.
Mm-hmm.
He may run on the... They want him to switch over to a Republican.
Mm.
And run on the Republican side against President Biden.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
So I don't know if this guy is going to do it. He seems like he's getting ready to do it. I mean, you know, a big fundraiser like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these guys raise all this money, and they really don't need money for publicity. I mean, you know, the newspapers are all over them.
Yeah.
Television, the radio, you know. And I've said many, many times, I'd like to see that money used to help people who need it.
Well, what they should do is make, like, a service
Instead
project.
Instead of just wasting it. What?
They should make what's called, like, a service project. Somebody comes up with the proposal, they give them the proposal, and they should do it. For example, say they're trying to raise money to convert these, we're on a project right now, to convert these nursing homes, into accessible housing. Well, that could be something that somebody could run on their ticket and say, look, I've done this. I've converted all
these
nursing
homes.
Well, if
they like the idea, don't forget, a lot of these nursing home owners may be contributing to this guy's campaign.
True, and we found that out before.
He's not going to go against that, if that's the case.
Well, we don't know.
Uh-huh.
That lady really hasn't sung on that. Right, so I'm just waiting until I can get in touch with one of these guys and say, hey, nursing home owner, whatever I want to say to them. And I said, wouldn't you mind coming in on our side of the picture and let them see if they like what we have? Yeah, if you can get it, you know.
Try that before, and they never respond.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's true. True also. So, one thing at a time. Can't be prognosticating
This guy is... You know, supposed to be a conservative.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Save money. They want to conserve.
Mm.
Now, usually, when people cut the money for the disabled,
yeah,
it usually means that people are going to get less help. But with our idea, that's not true.
That's right.
Because we want the agencies mandated
to
raise the money.
To make it.
And we want that that budget for the nursing homes freed up so we can get rid of them. And you want to spend that money to keep people in nursing homes. So that's the difference right now of what's going on with what Inner Sight would present to these politicians, as opposed to what's been presented in the past, you know, just keep putting more money.
Yeah.
That's not the answer. The reason it's not the answer is because the nursing homes are still there.
That's right. Everybody has to realize that's the big answer. Get rid of the nursing homes, you know, and replace them with, you know, housing. Housing, period. Mm.
You could put all the money up in the world to help the disabled.
Yeah.
And if the nursing homes are still there,
you've done nothing. That's right.
So this is what we hope to convey to any one of these candidates. I don't know who else is going to run. But.
Yeah. But they said Biden wants to do it again. Holy. I mean, that's strong.
You know, what you got to do is you got to push it out there to everybody. See if, you know, it's like going fishing, you know?
Yeah.
Throw the bait out and see who bites.
If they come for it. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, open mic. 213-816-1650 phone number here. And brought to you by the Big East Mosquito Rescue. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, over there in Toms River, New Jersey. We thank her for all her help.
Mm.
And adopt an Akita. Stand by.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's switching lines right now. So in the meantime, we will take care of the line. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are just waiting. Hey, Frank, and back to
all right, Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue, Joanne Diamond, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net, the email.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and of course last night, if you heard the show, we honored Corey and reminisced about all the most of the things that happened, and having been there and lived through it with the family, it was a great honor to be able to voice all the feelings about Corey, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Not enough. I mean, they did a news story, yeah, but not enough people or talk shows. I don't know of any other talk show that really elaborated the way we did in a site and really got involved.
I got involved because when, you know, Sheila told me, you know, what had happened with ligatures around his neck and everything, I was livid. That means somebody choked him hard enough to snuff out his air. And they found
Well, that's just
on
one. I mean, that's a medical thing, you know. It wasn't addressed enough, but that's only one factor.
Right.
You know?
He was
last
mother,
night
basically.
I was talking about the fact that people overlook and you never hear it talked about that the reason they jumped on Corey like that. I believe the reason they did that was because he was disabled.
Yeah,
you know,
period.
And they were being defied to them.
Mm-hmm.
They were being defied by an inferior human being.
That's true.
And that went against them, and they couldn't deal with it.
Right. That's right.
So they overdid it.
That's right.
They overdramatized their reaction, and it cost them his life.
That's right.
And that's when I pointed out last night, and it's worth pointing out again, that every school, especially if they specialize in the disabled, every school should have a couple of what I call calm down dogs.
Right.
You know. Now, and I put the example. I said, picture me and my guide dog on that basketball court.
That's right.
You know, I can tell you what would have happened. You know,
yeah.
The dog would have gotten playful.
Yeah.
You know, would have calmed Corey down.
Right.
Would have neutralized the whole atmosphere.
Would have. Yeah.
See?
I know her by now.
And the
she
kid would have been alive.
Yeah.
But these people don't listen to us because we're disabled. What do you know? You're blind, you know? How many times have we heard that crap, you know?
Many. Too many.
They don't listen to us. You know?
Yeah.
We're on this show not only for us, for everybody, because we want to make
That's
a better
right.
country.
For everybody.
You know, we want the money to be used in a better way. We don't want the money to be wasted on places where people don't want to be.
That's right.
Nursing
That's
homes.
Right.
Who the hell
Never.
Wants to be in a nursing home?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody honestly wants to be in a nursing home if they were given a choice. Hey, how'd you like to go to your own nice apartment and have all the help you need?
Oh, I
you know. And volunteer if you want to help the agencies raise the money.
That's
if
it.
You gave that option to anybody, any resident in a nursing home, and they were able to comprehend it, I guarantee you they'd be all for it.
My grandma, even though she had severe Alzheimer's, she would organize in alphabetical order all the patient charts. It was kind of weird. It was like she'd flip in one mode and flip in the other mode. It was
well because
I
the
really,
brain
yeah.
is like that. The brain is amazing.
It's very it is amazing.
Now that shows you that the brain has potential.
That's right.
To regenerate.
That's right.
Yeah. So why aren't
amazing.
The morons finding out how to do it? Why aren't they consulting other people who may have ways to do it?
That's right.
See,
she
That's
would
what
do that
them
and
so
then
damn
flip
bad.
Back. Yeah, no. She would flip
but
back.
They don't
my
look
grandmother.
For those other ways. They only look for the ways that bring them more money.
That's true. That's very true.
So it's crazy.
My
but,
grandmother. Well, I'm sorry, Frank. My
are
grandmother.
We getting off? Let me do the.
Okay.
The ad first. Inner Sight.
Okay.
Hey, you need a good civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662, civil rights, Bahamundi, James. Let's see, what else we got?
Able News.
Dog food, cat food.
There you go.
And veterinarians services. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085 is the phone number. Call up and talk to Gary for dog food and cat food. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight number. And we're going to try a new method tonight with a phone call. See if it works. I'm going to see if I can get my brother Phil on the line in just a little bit. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for his $100 donation. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 on the silo. And, yeah, as we started to say, all the beautiful children of the world, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Now, how about the Able News? You got the Able News around?
Yep, I do. Ow.
Well, let's get the Able News.
Yep, okay.
On Inner Sight Live. Open mic.
Here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Able News, and we thank Angela for the ad that she publishes on us. Really appreciate
great.
That. Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Not at the moment, no.
All right, let me see if I can... you know, you've heard me from time to time talk about my twin.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can get him on the line. I'm going to try this new method. You can stand by. You're still on the air. I got to go up the air
yes,
for a minute.
Yes, I am. Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time where you talk about whatever is burning on your mind. And for me this week, it was the surgery that I went for. And let me tell you, it was not fun, you know, actually going for a surgery where, you know, you went with a whole bunch of, I'm a little off topic, but let me sneak it in. Basically, I was just not, you know, I'm in pain still from the surgery, so... That's where it comes down to, and I just wish I wasn't in as much pain. But, hello.
What? Hello? I'm
talking about pain. Yeah, hi.
Who is this?
I don't know, but you're on the air live around the world in a sight.
Oh, no.
Hello. Uh-oh. Duplication.
Yeah. Watching a movie about the monsters from Mars. They invade Long Island and eat up all the disabled people.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, you better get your will ready.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you're disabled and you get money from the government, you can't even have a will.
That's true.
You can't leave that money to anybody.
Yeah.
Goes back to the government.
It does.
That means I can't get a will. I'm disabled.
That's it.
We're gonna fight for it.
Whatever you got hidden around here.
Uh oh.
Anyway,
what are you hiding?
This is the new method. Well, I don't
Sounds
have to
good,
depend
huh?
on people for phone calls.
Yeah, but you got
there
enough
you go.
People to call.
Ah, make a list, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I want to thank you for passing the test.
Yes, you did.
And
who's that little squeaky voice in the background there saying, "Oh, good, good, good"?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm Suzanne. That's it. Yeah, I snuck in. How you doing? I'm Suzanne.
Anyway, what this I hear, you may be going back in the Army and be made an officer.
Uh-oh. No, okay. No. Yeah, you are. All right. That's interesting.
XCIA Ranger Airborne Special Forces Special Operations Green Beret. Right.
Beret or beret?
Green beret? Wait a minute.
Green beret.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Green beret.
You mean green beret?
Green
yeah.
beret.
Green beret.
Yeah.
Beret? That's
what
for girls.
Said, beret.
I see.
Yeah.
That's going to be your girlfriend's going to wear the green beret. I get it.
That's it.
There you go.
All right, well, this is open mic.
I don't know if I could pass the physical.
Yeah, you did.
Why not? Yeah, I don't know. You got anything you want to talk? You can talk about anything you want on this show, you know.
Can't think of anything, just you're doing a good job and keep up the good work and hope you get a lot of donations.
Hey, you do.
All right. You never know.
Never know. That'd be nice.
Don't forget about the stockholders when you do.
That's it. Stockholders.
Stockholders.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, thanks a lot. Go watch the movie.
What movie you want to see?
They're invading Long Island now.
Oh, okay.
They're looking for all the disabled people. They're going to put them on a flying saucer, take them away.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
It might be a better place than over here.
That's what I'm saying. Where we going? And when?
All right.
Hope you do good with your new, whatever you call it.
Communication.
that's it.
Communication
that's
system.
It. That's it.
All right. Inner sight. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We love you.
All right. We love you, too. Nice.
All right. Inner sight. We're still
that's
on
good.
The air. Good. It worked.
Yes, we are. It worked, yeah.
All right, it worked.
Yeah.
Now I'm an independent engineer on my
like
own
I am
show.
Somewhat. That's crazy.
Ah,
but it's fun.
I can call people.
It feels better. No, it feels better. I know it would. I have trouble seeing it a lot of the times, and it's, like, not easy to see. So I'm glad you got it that way. You know?
Yeah, now I know I can. It's a good way to call a guest.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I like to
guest.
Preserve my whatever sight, little sight that I do have, like that's not blurry, you know, a little bit, you know. And sometimes it's hard because you're overdoing your sight, you know, whatever you do have.
823, New York, open mic, 213-816-1650, and you know these government talks about the some idiots. You know, I don't agree with these stupid people about money. But you notice all the people who say that we shouldn't have more money. You notice those are the people who got plenty of money.
That's right. They don't
sure
want
they
us
can
to
say
dare.
That.
That's right. They don't want us to say, you know, that we need more money or this and that. And yet, they want that control over us, too. And I don't like that either.
Some idiot said that the stimulus may have caused the inflation. What the hell kind of crap is that?
That is crap.
I don't believe that.
What kind
that.
Of statement
That's
is that?
That's a bunch of bull. They should be giving us that damn stimulus from way back when, from the 2 years.
Of course.
The 2 years we were locked down.
Yes. And now what are we? We're all, a lot of us, not only myself, sometimes we feel isolated. And it's not good
they
for people's memory, for their height,
what,
anything. I'm sorry.
They should give us what Canada gave, $2,000 a month.
That's right.
For the last 2 years, everybody should get that.
Yeah.
You know?
I believe that.
Especially now. I mean, that's not a lot of money. How much is that? $2,000 a month? What is that?
Yeah.
Two times 12, $24,000. $48,000.
Yeah.
Everybody should get that as the stimulus that's owed to us from all this stuff that we went through. And now they appealed the court said you don't need the mask. Well,
yeah.
Biden's appealing it already.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, they all said that we needed the mask. Now they're back off the mask, and then they're going to put us back on the freaking mask now?
He's going to appeal it, and he's going to... You know, he's going to spend money on that. You think he doesn't...
See, this is
that's not
worth
for free.
It anymore. No,
what's
it's not money? Worth it anymore. We're getting herd immunity. And when is it going to come about? Soon. You could tell that when I go into the hospital, I put on my mask anyway because I don't trust what's going on. And then I went to the, where the... ambulatory surgical unit is. Now, sometimes you could get really... scare, you know, spook your own self out if you don't just pay attention to where you are. So I went into yesterday for a surgical procedure. Do you know that it was half and half? Half the people had masks on and half the people didn't. It surprised me because I pulled the newspaper out just today and I saw that people, they pulled off the mask requirement. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Now he's
going to
appeal it. So who knows what, you know, it's on again, off again.
That's right. Wait, you'll see.
Which to me is stupid because...
it is, yeah.
You know, a lot of people are not only stressed from that, they're allergic to those damn things.
Of course they are. Now you're taking it on and off, especially if they're allergic to the contents of that mask, you're making it much harder for that person to breathe, that person to, you know, have an easy time at it, you know.
They'll spend all that money on appeals and courts, but they won't spend any damn money on holistic healing.
No, they won't. That's sad.
Well, that shows you right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't trust this government, especially with your health.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are feeling that way, doctors. I remember seeing, I don't know if you saw this recently, it was just saying on this video that I saw that they had, oh God, I can't remember the name of the device. I don't remember it now, but maybe later on I'll remember it. So
what
continue.
Was the video about? You don't have the name.
No, it was about having... Well, it was a video that where you actually grapefruit. That's what it was. Is you ate grapefruit and you actually were able to lower your blood pressure without getting, you know, blood pressure medicine. And they were saying, do you ever know why you can't eat grapefruit without, you know, using medicine and together? And they said, you know, during that little, there was something else. I just cannot remember it, though. But it was mostly about grapefruit and the blood pressure medicines.
Well, citrus is very powerful. There's a powder that you get in the health store. It's called foot and body powder.
Mm-hmm.
And it has citrus in it, from different fruits. It also has all the essential oils.
There you go.
Including peppermint oil.
I like peppermint
and that oil. Powder kills virus.
There you go.
You know. So there's so many things that aren't being utilized.
Oh, yeah.
That people need to learn about and investigate and inquire about.
Well, I replaced 9 pills this month, so we're working on it. So
instead of running to these doctors all the time, cause all they're going to do is give you drugs.
Yeah,
doctors are only going to give you things that's going to make them money.
That's true. I'm trying real hard to break down the mess because they wouldn't have gone down this low on my medicine. So I'm trying.
A friend of mine takes blood pressure medicine.
Pills.
And the doctor was giving him 90 tablets. Now he's down to 30 tablets.
Well, that's good. Once.
And when he said, why did you, you said I have to be on this stuff for life. Why'd you lower it? So, you got after 30 days, you got to come to see me. Sure.
Yeah,
so that's how he's
time.
Making money on them.
That's right.
Go to see the doctor, he gets money.
Yeah, he sure does.
What a freaking racket that is, man.
Oh, yeah.
So they even use your own medicine against you to get money.
Yeah.
That they give you.
They won't give it to you. They won't give you any of the medicine unless you have a visit logged on any of the doctors. If, say, for example, one doctor gave me this medicine, and then you went to see another doctor, and they gave me the same medicine, they will still want you to go to each doctor, whoever provided it last.
Sure, because
so
they're all in on it together.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
See, here's what I don't understand. There are many natural ingredients that will create the same effect, quote, I'm going to put this in quotation, a medicine than what you have been giving people. So why don't they use the natural stuff? I don't get that either.
They can't make money on that. They can't make the money on that. It's not approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
First of all, they're not allowed to promote that. They're not allowed to prescribe that if it's not approved.
That's true. Let me see what we have here. We have really
and that stuff can be gotten in the local health store or from your vitamin carrier or whatever.
That's true. That's true.
So it's a whole gamut of horror with these doctors. You know, that they don't recognize. And then they say, people are living longer these days. That's a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
People lived longer in the Bible days. Read your Bible.
Yeah.
Look how long
somebody
they lived.
You just had to read, I think it was Numbers or Exodus. I don't remember which one. That they would sing so-and-so beget so-and-so. And there were long lists of people, in very late ages as well. It's really cool, actually. It's one of my areas I liked.
Yeah.
See how old they were.
Outrageous that the medical profession doesn't believe that.
I know. So easy to believe, because at that time, there was just natural ingredients.
Not only that, there was a lot less pollution.
Oh, that too.
The
it was simpler times.
Pure.
Yeah.
You know.
I would say
just look at the water alone.
Yeah, it's close around New York.
People are ill and you don't have health.
That's true.
People go out and get, you got to get the purifiers and filters and all that stuff.
It's true.
Sure.
Yeah.
The doctors don't want to do anything about that.
Mm.
Because if the water's good, they're going to make less money.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight, 834, open mic, 213-816-1650. Pick your own subject. Let's see.
We have
television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel tomorrow night. Altice Channel 20 on Long Island Thursday night, 7:30. So check out the programs that we're able to get on the air. And let's see, give you the, well, last night was supposed to be Mad or Glad, but we honored Corey, so normally Monday night is Mad or Glad Monday, Tuesday's open mic, Wednesday's our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
So join us for that, and anybody out there, you have a relative in a nursing home, or you have someone you're trying to keep out of a nursing home, we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're calling from the nursing home, we'll take the call.
That we will.
So there you have it. And I'm excited about my new system, because now I could call a nursing home.
Yeah, people. Right, that's even better.
And tell them they're on the air.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll probably hang up on me. But
or
that's a good way
to
prove a point.
Yeah, or transfer you to a representative of the nursing home, too.
I doubt if they'll talk on the air.
Yeah.
You know,
well, fine.
They're not going to want to answer our questions.
That's true. Our questions are a little steep for them.
You know.
Especially the first name of the show. Get rid of them.
But it's a good discovery.
Right.
That I could make a call that way.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Inner Sight and open mic. And Friday, by the way, is the funnies. Is Louis up on the line?
Yes, he is.
All right. Let's get Louis to lip on Inner Sight here. He's going to tell you about Friday night, and we'll have a blast.
Yes,
Inner Sight with Louis.
Hey, Louis.
Hello, Suzanne.
How you doing, Louis?
All right. Hi, Frank Perino.
Yo. How you doing?
You it is. How are you?
I'm good.
Yep.
What's up? It was kind of cold today and yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Feels like winter.
Remember that
back.
That puppet from way back in the 50s, in the 70s? Listen to this. From the Sunshine State, Florida, in Dutyville, USA, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, Buffalo Bob Smith.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Buffalo Bob.
Do you remember
Bob.
That?
I used
Who's
to
Buffalo
hate that
Bob?
Show.
Buffalo Bob, really? I had
used
no
to
idea.
To be on Howdy
was.
Doody.
Yeah, Howdy Doody time.
What a horrible
it sounded
show
like
that
it.
Was.
Oh, I didn't like it myself.
I couldn't stand it.
What time is it? It's Howdy Doody time. Okay,
oh,
kids,
no.
Let's go.
Sounds
it's
like everybody's got to go to the bathroom.
No, you stay where you are.
Howdy Doody.
It's Howdy Doody time.
Uh-oh.
It's Howdy Doody time. Da, 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 da. It's Howdy Doody time. Come on around and cheer.
So he likes it.
Da, 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 da. All right, folks, my name is Buffalo Bob Smith. Welcome to the Howdy Doody Show. It's got to be Caramel and one of the puppets and Clarabelle the Clown, and when Louis Rivera would give him love to the clown,
yeah.
Clarabelle.
Yeah,
hey, wait a minute. Was Clarabelle a girl or a boy?
I think it was a girl.
Clarabelle's a clown.
A girl,
yeah,
right?
A girl clown, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we still Clarabelle with a boy?
Yeah. Used to be in the 50s, not anymore. It's now in a... Only one season in color, the new Howdy Doody show. I used to watch that on Cozy. That was funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a new
I
one?
I see that again. Yeah.
That's a 1976, 77 version of the new Howdy Doody show.
I didn't know they brought it back.
Yep.
In the 70s, I think. That's where I came in the picture.
That's in Jacksonville,
kid.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went everywhere.
Well, let them stay down there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Stupid show.
Hey,
that's
Frank, why don't you go on the Howdy Doody show? I'm going to introduce the Buffalo's Bob Smith to Frank Perino.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go on if they want me to, but they might not like
that's
what I got
right.
to say.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, bring your dog
show, right?
to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
supposed
part,
to be a funny
hey, Frank,
show
how's
for
your
kids,
Easter?
Right?
Yeah,
yeah
that's
thank
a kiddie
you.
Show.
Yeah.
How's your Easter,
yeah, so,
Frank?
Oh, thank you. What'd you do for Sunday? Did you go out?
I stopped by my sister's for the hours, you know, and my niece and her friend's not going to stay for dinner. They got to go to somebody else's house.
Yeah.
And I was downstairs
right,
with the conga drum.
Did you dress the dog up like a bunny or what?
No, I dress up no bunny with a dog. No.
Okay, wait, that's backwards a little there. Did you dress your dog like one, though?
I think so.
You think you dressed your dog like a bunny?
You put bunny ears on the dog.
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
Cool.
My dog stayed home. He didn't come with us.
Oh, I see.
I had ham, I had salad and mashed potatoes and vegetables.
I had
a couple drinks.
Okay, now we're yeah, that's cool.
I drank 3 glasses of Muscatel.
Oh, nice.
3 glasses.
Muscatel.
You must have been flying high over the clubhouse.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Frank,
let
me ask something,
yeah.
Frank. Suzette, past Friday, I was talking to Suzette on that phone, and she almost cleared the board on me. That was funny.
No, I didn't. I was just teasing.
You cleared a board on me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. What's for?
Just teasing you.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
yeah,
Lou, that's right.
What's going to be Friday night, 8 o'clock?
Okay, listen to this. Hello, my name is Larry Lawrence with my buddy Dean Martin and Rosanna Dana. Make sure you tune Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on Intersight's Block Talk Radio. We're talking about the Follix.
That's
and we're going to talk about Victoria's Secrets. I got to talk about Victoria's Secrets and the fishnet stocking and a wig and lipstick and perfume. And
hey,
I'm disguised as...
Hey, Louis. See if you can get Buffy to call in on Friday.
she didn't have no time.
We haven't had her on in a while.
Yeah.
I
got the number for Buffy.
All right. If you give me ask her, but if you give me the number, I can call her now.
Yeah.
It's 1.
No, don't give it to me on the air.
Don't do it on the air. Leave it on his
Yeah, head. Not here,
not
no.
Now.
Not now.
You have to call me off the air, Lou.
Yeah, and leave it
off,
on his
off
machine.
The air?
Yeah.
On this, on
but
the,
you gotta
on
ask
the blog
her first.
Radio?
Yeah, but
what?
Ask her first.
Yeah, you gotta
yeah,
ask
her. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. She got the phone
right.
number for InnerSight.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she got
All
it.
All right, InnerSight. And Jimmy Dinigan will be here Friday, Lauren Hardy, and whatever else we can dig up. And we don't mean dead people either.
That's great.
Woo! I'll talk to Buffy. I'll give not your air, but I gave it to Buffy's phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that joke on the honeymoon is when they were trying to get new members and the raccoons, and Norton said, yeah, well, I don't have any excuse down the sewer. I should have come up with a few.
I like Norton and what do you call
Ralph said,
Ralph.
Garrity, he's the only one that's got an excuse. Because he's an undertaker.
Oh, goodness.
He goes, he's an undertaker. He's got nobody he can get to join the raccoons.
There you go. They're all in the raccoon national cemetery.
They're all undertaken.
That's right.
Or taken under.
There you go. That's even better.
All right, in a
How's
sight.
Your dog, Charabelle?
She's good. She's a good
I gotta
girl.
Give her some Alpo dog food. I gave back candy.
She don't
eat
that stuff.
Yeah,
I got
to
show on the inside of the Alpo, the can.
Louie's got to eat that on the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on
bad.
The front, I'm going to show on the inside of the can of Alpo. You get a shot of the
yum,
Alpo
yum,
can
yum.
Dog food.
Alpo. Yum, yum, yum.
What's your
Yeah, I can't eat that. I need cornucopia dog food instead.
And then you give her the cornucopia, that's all.
I gotta put the love drops in the cornucopia.
Oh, there you go, Frank. You got it.
All right. In a sight.
Hey, guys, I love you, Suzanne.
Hey,
yeah,
Lou,
thanks a lot, Louie.
Thank you, Lou.
Yeah, you're the best. Bye-bye.
See you
love
on
you.
Friday.
Bye-bye. Love you. Take care. See you Friday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Lou. All right, open mic, inner sight, and 213-816-1650. You want to sound off or talk about anything?
We have Anthony just listening, so if he wants to just chime in, he will.
Yeah. You know, pick your own subject right here on Inner Sight Live. And let's see. I hear the headlines on the business news. The stock market went up 400 points today.
Nice.
So there's a lot of happy people who are dealing with that, you know. But you know that guy on NBC, on CNBC?
Kramer?
His name is Kramer. You know?
Yeah, I know.
He's very annoying, that guy. First of all, to me, you know, it's a lot of double talk, what he says, you know.
Yeah.
He'll give you a couple of stocks, and then the next day he'll change his mind, and he'll come in with some other stuff, you know. But you never hear him talk about the money situation that we have to deal with as disabled people, you know. We don't have the money to invest. So, you know, he's not talking to the average disabled person. He's only talking to people who got money.
Yeah. Yep. He said one time when I was listening to him that you have to have at least $4,000 to move around in your accounts, at least. You know,
who has
minimum.
That? What disabled person has that at any given time? And
Even at the beginning of the year, it doesn't
stay there long. What?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You're right. You're right.
No,
about
it's
that.
Gone. It's gone.
You can't use it.
You know?
No. Yeah. So that's where you're at. Oh, sorry.
I was talking with a disabled. Hold it. I was talking with a disabled woman who she has a disability, but she doesn't want to go on disability because then she won't be able to work full time.
Okay.
You know, she'll have to take a reduction in monies.
Yeah.
You know. Now I'm wondering. I want to do a show on this in the coming weeks, but I'm wondering how many disabled people think like that, you know? And how many of them, hold it, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
And how many of them would think differently if they knew they could get on disability and no one was going to tamper with that money, that they could, you know, it's their disability money.
Yeah.
For as long as they're disabled, you see?
Yep.
You see what's happening here? People are being denied the basic help of disability money because
right.
they don't want to take the loss.
That's right.
That's horrible.
It is.
The show on Thursday
is
the government and the agencies punish us because we're disabled.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain that. You know, you've heard the stupid expression from a lot of ignorant people, God is punishing you, that's why you're disabled. Well, it's not like that world.
No, it ain't.
Got nothing to do with God.
No, nothing
at all. The agencies and the government that punishes us.
That's right.
So we're gonna we'll elaborate on that Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now what were you gonna say?
No, I just was saying that Anthony wanted to talk. That's all.
No, put him on the air, Anthony from Brooklyn, live on Insight.
Here he comes.
Hello.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. So, yeah, I mean, basically nobody would want to live off of SSI if they could help it because, you know, you live off of nothing and then have to depend on a food pantry where you wouldn't get hardly anything, maybe a bag of food with a few groceries in it, which are non-perishable, and that's hardly nothing in there, and that's not a diet to live off of. It isn't really nutritious enough. It's just canned vegetable. And then you'd stand out in the hot heat trying to get it, and, you know, nobody would go through all that. I mean, if you really had absolutely nothing and were starving, maybe, but, you know, a lot of people who, you know, are on SSI can't even leave their homes, and, you know, they're homebound and they need their aides to go stand on the line for that. I mean, you might as well just buy somebody, you know, whatever groceries they need from the store, or just, you know, buy them what equates to whatever they're going to get from the food pantry, because it just really isn't worth it. You know what I mean? And then you have to, you know, have ID out and ready if you're not, you know, familiar with the food pantry and you're going to it for the first time, and they want, you know, proof of your income before they'll give it to you. And then in the end, you know, you'll stand, you know, after standing in 90-something degree heat just to, you know, get a bag of food, which you'd still starve in the end, it isn't worth it, you know, and that's why a lot of people just don't want to deal with SSI, period, you know, because they know, you know, there's nothing to live off of anyway, and it's a waste of time.
Yeah,
well, they shouldn't have to deal with it.
That's
with
true.
All this money that's available and,
yeah.
and the agencies that stand by and let that happen, yeah, shouldn't be.
That's clear.
Should not be.
You ask me. Yeah.
Don't forget,
yeah.
because of us, these agencies get all this money.
Yeah.
But do they think about us?
No.
Do they call at least their local constituents in the community and say, hey, how you doing? Can you use $100, you know, or whatever it is?
Yeah.
You know? They don't do a damn friggin' thing for us, man.
I know.
Except
yeah, that'll be in our dreams. I mean, for those churches that do provide adequate, you know, food pantries, we will, you know, forever be thankful to them. But, you know, for the rest of us who don't have one in our area or it doesn't, you know, provide adequate food, you know, you're out of luck. You know, if you're by yourself or single or, you know, whatever, you know, if you don't have money to support yourself, you know, a pension, you know, money put away.
Anthony,
let me
ask you a question. I got a question for you. The average person on SSI, right,
mm-hmm.
when you get your check on the first,
Yes.
All right. The average person gets the check on the first. By what day would you say, in the month that they're nearly broke?
I mean, if you're lucky,
ballpark.
Usually by the 15th, you're completely wiped out. Sometimes 15th, by the 10th.
15th.
Yeah.
There's a number for every damn-ass agency in this country. There's a number. Mm-hmm. You heard it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. There's a number.
Yeah.
So by the 15th, they should be picking up the damn phone and calling the people in the neighborhood who are disabled and helping them. They could make money on that.
It's the monthly drowning. it's the monthly drowning in poverty. If you really eat well, I guess you would say. I don't know even how you would describe it. If it's just too difficult for you to manage or whatever, you'll be done by the 10th. If you have really something that's expensive that most disabled people don't have to pay for, that you have to pay for, like cab rides back and forth to the doctor. Other than that, by the 15th, everybody is ready for the food pantry calling.
Do you
people,
know if the agencies put that out on a message on a public service on the radio? They wouldn't even have to pay for it. You know the money they could raise on that one fact alone. We gotta help these people by the 15th. By the 15th, they're out of money. We want to give them each a couple hundred bucks. They could raise millions.
Yeah, they would never bother. Yeah. They tell you, they give you money, and however you manage it is however you manage it. And once it runs out, you're on your own.
They don't give a damn.
You go to food pantries or, whatever it is that you do to manage, and then, you're on your own. And that's
why? You know why I deem a lot of these agencies as haters and evil? Because even though they could make money helping us, they won't. Now, to me, that's
they never
evil.
Will.
That's
they
hatred.
The way the system is ran, they have no plans for it ever to change. They treat us as independent adults in that manner, and once our money is spent, our money is spent.
They don't give a damn. On the other hand, in a sight, we try to help a few people with that predicament. More than once, we've done it. We don't have much.
You've helped me.
I'm just curious because the show's running out of time. But I wanted to ask you this question. Do you have any idea what some people survive off of, as far as to eat once they run out of money, if they live alone? I mean, have you ever heard of some of the circumstances anybody would tell you? I mean, you don't have to mention names, but I'm just wondering to give, the rest of us an idea.
I don't know. A lot of people go out who are disabled and try to raise money.
Yeah, I call on relatives, and if they're not available to bring me the money, then I call on, relatives through marriage. It's things like keep going down the list until you get to
If
all right, we
got to
get out of here.
Or you run out. It's hard to try to ask people you don't know for money.
Yeah.
I mean, they just basically, walk by and ignore you, and I don't know, or say, I don't have it, I'm sorry, and that's kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, you should put up a sign. The agencies are stealing our money.
Go for another show.
Damn
truth. People just look.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight
Thank
means
you,
freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number. All right, thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
inner
everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.